Cyprus presents us with the most interesting, if that's the right word, or perhaps the most menacing example of how Europe's crisis extends way beyond Europe's own shores. We were worried up until now, for example, about the possibility of a default in Greece affecting the banking system in France because the French had bought so many Greek bonds, but that was within the boundaries of the European Union. But little Cyprus is demonstrating that this could become a geopolitical problem with strategic consequences, very, very dire consequences, because, you know, put in its simplest form, the people who are now threatened by the effort to save the euro by saving Cyprus are the close buddies and accomplices of Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
And Putin has the capacity to turn off the gas that goes into Western Europe. Most natural gas in Western Europe comes from Russia. And so if you apply old-fashioned domino theory to this, the dominoes could be carrying us to a major confrontation between West and a revived and once again self-assertive Russia, with consequences that no one can really foresee.
Mm-hmm.
From the Israeli point of view, Iran can't really touch Israel. It can attack, and we'll lose maybe 100 people, which for, you know, from in the military thinking,
acceptable,
that's acceptable
losses.
And, yeah. You know, it's not a big deal. And therefore, Israel, the Israelis feel defended, or they feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, there's a disconnect between, in other words, it isn't really coming because of Israeli fears. I think this whole Iran issue is the ultimate deflection from the Palestinian issue. You have to understand that what really preoccupies the Israeli government is, how do we normalize the Palestinian issue? How do we get it off the agenda? And in my view, at least, I could be wrong, you know, there's no point in Israel attacking Iran now, or even leading to that kind of an attack, because everything's quiet on the Palestinian front. But if Israel would feel, if the Palestinians start going to the International Criminal Court, the Palestinians really start pushing the vote that was last November in the UN, if in fact they do, and they're not going to do this, but if they did create a certain momentum and Israel begins to feel pressure and its back's to the wall, then it would make sense to attack Iran, because it's completely extraneous to Israel. In other words, it's the ultimate deflection.
Mm-hmm.
And once you attack Iran, I mean, you're not going to hear the word Palestinian for the next 10 years. I mean, it's going to throw the whole area into chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel, of course, has no compunction about getting the Americans involved. So the Americans, in some ways, are not, I mean, this is a stupid thing that's always, we're always saying that the Americans are not acting according to their own national interests. They're being pushed and dragged and pulled somehow by Israel and Israeli supporters into actions and campaigns and things that really don't serve American interests at all. But Israel is willing to sacrifice the United States in order to deflect attention from its own occupation. Americans shouldn't think that Israel's really its ally. Israel is willing to sacrifice the United States. You know, Israel is the number two arms supplier to China. China, from the Pentagon's point of view, is the enemy. I mean, they're moving the fleets to Asia. China, they're trying to contain China. And here Israel, who's supposedly America's valued ally in the Middle East, is the number two arms exporter and supplier to China. Israel would switch sides in a minute. The minute the Chinese advantage ups the American advantage in some way, they have no loyalty to the United States. I mean, this whole thing of we share common values and we're allies and we're friends forever, like Obama said, eternal allies, that might be his view. It's not the Israeli view.